the samadhi of directionlessness. You only want to go in a particular direction when you have a sort of concept of that direction and a desire to go in it. But suppose you've no particular direction in which you want to go. You just, as it were, stay at rest. It can perhaps be compared to a perfect sphere on a perfect plane. Because the plane is a perfect plane, perfectly level, the perfect sphere doesn't roll in any particular direction. So the samadhi of directionlessness is rather like this. It's a state of, one could say, absolute equanimity, in which one has no, as it were, egoistic motive for doing or not doing even anything. Okay? So this is an avenue of approach to reality, to enlightenment. And then there's the samadhi of emptiness, when you see that everything is, as it were, completely transparent. Nothing has any own being. Nothing has any self-identity. Things are, but they're not what they are. They, in the language of the Prajnaparamita, they are what they are because they're not what they are. One can only express it paradoxically. This is the samadhi of emptiness. And then the samadhi of signlessness or imagelessness. This means that one prescinds all concepts of reality. One doesn't think about reality, not think about it in the ordinary sort of way in which one doesn't think about it. One has, as it were, reached the level of reality, but one doesn't think about reality. One realizes that no words, no concepts can possibly apply. And one, of course, doesn't even have the concept of non-applicability. This is the samadhi of signlessness or imagelessness through which one can approach reality. So there's no point really in my saying very much more about these. I'm just giving a sort of hint about these samadhis. They obviously belong to a very advanced stage of the path. It's enough perhaps for us to understand that the transcendental path culminates in perfect samadhi, culminates in the absorption of our subjective being in reality. So this is the path of transformation. First, we develop the path of vision, we obtain a glimpse of reality, the Dharma eye opens at least a little, we even enter the stream, and then we enter upon the path of transformation. We transform our own lives, we transform the society in which we live. Even if we have not developed the path of vision, we can at least cultivate right view. That is to say, the intellectual counterpart of perfect vision. We can at least still try to transform ourselves. Only in that case, the transformation may not be permanent, may not be lasting. We can achieve the second level of going for refuge. That is to say, effective going for refuge. We can still follow the mundane eightfold path. Our aim, however, should be to enter upon the transcendental eightfold path. Our aim should be to make the transition from effective going for refuge to real going for refuge. We should be able to enter the stream that leads eventually, ultimately, to the ocean of nirvana. If we can do that, we will understand for ourselves the nature of reality. We will know what Buddhism is. We will be real Buddhists. We will have demonstrated in our own persons the transformational potential of Buddhism on our everyday lives.